Rabbi, say lessons from the late Parshas Bamidbar. Don't worry, those in America will do Bechukos as well. A very important message of Aleinu Latova. Shavuos is right around the corner. Your year is over around the corner. Yom Yerushalayim is around the corner. Pesach Sheni was just last week. Lag BaOmer was just last week. I don't know. Let's try to figure something out. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe b'Midbar Sinai. Comes along the Medrash Rabbah. Perek Aleph Zion says as follows. Lama b'Midbar Sinai. Why was the Torah given in Midbar Sinai? Mikan shinu chachamim. The rabbis learned. Begimel dvarim nitna Torah. Three things the Torah was given. One, be'esh. Two, b'mayim. Three, b'Midbar. Lama nitna begimel dvarim. Halalu. Why did God provide these three things? Elama eluchinam. Right, as it says, some lechol lemayim, pasuk in Yeshayahu. God says these three things are free. Eish is free, mayim is free, midbar is free, the Torah is free, it's for everybody. Lechol boy, everybody come. I apologize, I forgot to dedicate this year. As always, we like to dedicate this year for refuos and yeshuos of all Klal Yisrael, specifically Chaya Bazarus, the Tanal Ilan Ben Shena Tziporos, his birthday yesterday. Natanel Ferber, Rabbeinu Sholem, should have him, Nisim and Aflois, happen to him and his family and see him have a full recovery. Belos Bas Sora Esther Peril, and all of the Cholim all around. You know who you are. I'm thinking about you. The question, now this is great. This is a great luck that I had in that this week. I knew about this before, but I don't know why. You guys were, unfortunately, fortunately for you, you were in the Golan for 3 days, and I was very lonely. I wasn't able to teach, so it gave me more time to learn Torah. So on Sunday night, I wanted to sit and learn, and I said, oh, let me go on to a very interesting website / app, and I went to Kol HaLushin. Kol HaLushin has live shurim, and I always think it's fun and cool just to see. For example, Rav Eli Melech Biderman, who gives great shiurim. And there I see a shiur from Rav Usher Weiss. The Sunday night shiur, I believe, in Shari Chesed in English. Perfect. So I watched the shiur, and at the end of the shiur, he gave this Divrei Torah. And last night, I was learning with my son Aaron, and I said, Aaron, you know, there's this cool app. You could like, well, let's see the different shiurim there. And Rav Usher Weiss was on again. And he was giving the same shiur that he gave on Sunday night, this time in Hebrew. And he actually had a different vort at the end, which was similar, so I'm combining what he has to say, because they're so gorgeous. And I think that I've heard this from Rav Usher Weiss live many, many times. He repeats it over and over again, which means it's very important. And so I want you guys to hear this. Rav Usher Weiss asked, why? What's the symbolism, what's the symbolic about these three things? Eish, Mayim, and Midbar. We'll do at least two of them today. Eish, what we call the Eish HaTorah, not the Yeshiva, the Eish HaTorah is the Amelus of Torah. Amelus. Last week's Parsha, this week's Parsha for some, right? Im b'chukosai teilechu, Rashi, to you Amelim b'Torah. What does it mean, Amel HaTorah? It's much different than what you think it is. Right? We think Amel is the Yeshiva Bacher, right? The Amelus guy. Ah, he's learning Yom V'Laila. That's an Omel. That's an Amelus Batoira. Says Rav Usher Weiss, no. Pirkei Avos Perek Vaz says, Batoira ata Omel. Via Gia HaToira. You have to have a Gia HaToira. Omel is to be Oisek in. But here it says the Rambam writes the following thing. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav, something so beautiful. Don't think the way you get Torah is from being rich. You want to be an omel of Torah? Ah, you know what it means? Don't get so much worldly pleasures. So says Rav Usher Weiss, really? I can only have a little bit of bread? He says, yeah, you can have a bagel. It's good. He says, you don't have to only drink water. He says, you can drink Coke. I was so excited. Coke Zero, he didn't say Coke Zero, Coke is even worse. He says, a little bit here and there. Rav Asher Weiss pointed out, I only have a cup of coffee and then water the rest of the day, but okay, you know. You can get a little bit of Hana, but that shouldn't be your life's goal, is to only seek Hana from things. And he says, a lot of people come to me and they say, you know what, the lack of Amelus, if you, I were to give you a textbook definition of a person who's not Amel, it would be, well, I see a few of them here, Art Scroll, Schottenstein, Matifta, these aids, these helps to learn Gemara. First of all, I totally disagree. You could be an Amel, you could be a diligent Torah worker, you sweat over the Torah with an Art Scroll. Depends how you read it. You just put your feet up and you sit back and relax and go, all right, here we go. Page one. No. Says Rav Asher Weiss, you know what a true Talmud Chacham is? It's a great line. He says, have you ever learned Torah in your pajamas? I was laughing because I was learning this shiur. I was wearing my pajamas. It was late at night. He says, no, it's not what you think. True, you have to learn Torah. I speak about this a lot. The last thing you do before you go to sleep, no matter what you do, you should learn something. And then go to sleep. Whatever it is, something. It should be the same thing every night. We'll talk about that next week in Mirtz Hashem. Called The Book Ends. But Rav Asher Weiss says, your Rebbe just taught you a great shiur. And he learned with you a great tzais. A great Rav Chaim. Whatever. Maharam Chalawa. And you didn't understand it at all. Flew right by you. And you're in your pajamas and you say, you know what? I got to figure this out. That's an amal. That's someone who says, I can't go to sleep without this. I told you the story, I think, before of Soloveitchik. Somebody asked him a shaila of Yosef Dov Soloveitchik in Shir, which those that were in Shir speak about. You didn't ask questions like people asked that. I was in Rav Shachter Shir once. I went there for a week to try it out. And he stopped shiur once. This really was for this alone, it was worth going to his shiur. And he says, I just have to make a comment about the type of questions you're asking. If we ask those questions on, like a guy asked a question, he goes, I don't understand, Rebbe, what's the reasoning of the Gemara? And he goes, and that's the next words of the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? I mean, you didn't even read the Gemara. He says, you never did that in Rav Soloveitchik's shiur. So this guy had a real kasha. And Rav Soloveitchik, being the intellectually honest person he was, said, psh. I didn't think of that. Shear's over. He got up and he left. And he was like, what just happened? The guy felt like a gazillion dollars. He's like, ah! That night, 12:30, Rav Soloveitchik calls his shamash, calls him in. He goes, I figured it out, pshat. Tell all the guys, let's go to shear now. Like, yeah, Rebbe, 12:30 at night, and everybody's sleeping. He goes, can't be that anybody's sleeping. If you're in my shear and this didn't bother you, you're not omo. That's the idea of a melus b'tayra. But says Rav Asher Weiss, there's something interesting about this idea of being omel b'tayra. There's a really interesting, he loves to quote this, Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah writes something quite fascinating. The Rabbeinu Yonah writes in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, Perek Bet Yudalid, and he says as follows. A person in the Mishnah says you have to be shakud l'lamei Torah. What does it mean to be shakud? Amel, you could say. So says the Rabbeinu Yonah that a person has to be hine l'cha ki HaKadosh Baruch Haya mit tashshea ba v'yesh l'cha la'asos kein. You have to be like the Rabbeinu Shalom. Quotes in Mishlei, Misakechas Mitevel. He's Misachek, he plays. Modern Hebrew, Tashea, means to be fun. Torah has to be fun. Lule Sarascha Sha'ashua. The Navi tells us, right? Navi, David HaMelech says, if you didn't treat the Torah like a Sha'ashua, what's a Sha'ashua? A rattle, a baby toy. That's why Hashem says, Lule Sarachas Shashua, or Vatim Yoni. That's why Hashem left us. Because you did treat the Torah as something fun, a toy? Says Rav Asher Weiss, huh? Says, exactly, that's it. Your whole purpose of your year in Israel is to be amal to Torah to a point where I love it. It's fun. It's not something I have to say, well, I have to do it. It's a Sunday morning. It's June 23rd. Oh, shoot. And I have to put tefillin on? Azai chutzpah? Sunday. Sunday's fun day. Torah is supposed to be different. It's supposed to say, I want to do this. I like this. It's fun. You have to find your amal, your thing that you're amal by, this thing that you say, I want to complete this. For some people, it's, you know, I want to go for smicha. Some people say, I want to finish a mesechta. I want to finish shas. I want to finish shas mishnayas. I want to finish all of Tanakh. That's my thing. And that's the mayim. The Eish is the amelus b'Torah, the fire of Torah. But it's when you find what you want to learn and just say, I can learn this for fun, not because I have to. I want to. Right? Not like when you were in high school and you had classes you have to take. And then you had, I hope, classes that you say, wow, that actually, I like that. And that actually might be what your future is in. Because I like classes in this, and that's what I'm going to do. I hated math. I want to stay far away from anything math. Unfortunately for some people, you had bad teachers. I hated Torah class because it was a class. And now you come to your year in Israel and like, wow, I actually like this. It might not be Gemara. Maybe it's Halacha. Maybe it's something else. But that's what a person has to be concentrate himself on. That would make sense. Rav Asher Weiss last night quoted that famous Gemara. Gemara about Pappas Ben Yehuda. Tells the story with Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef. Akiva ben Yosef is being Dairish Torah, and he will be killed by the Romans for it. And Pappas ben Yehuda says, why are you teaching Torah? What are you doing? You're killing yourself. You're going to get caught. And he says, L'mashal l'mal davar domer. There's a shual who sees, right, a fox, who sees a dugim. And you see that they're flipping out the dugim. And the fox says, what's going on over here? And the dugim say, don't you see? All of the dayagim, the fishermen, have their nets out and we're trying to escape the nets. We're going to get killed. And he says, oy vey. He says, come join me. I'll save you. Come on my back and I'll save you. Just like we got along, Kamosha Avoisov, for years, the fox and the fish get along together. Come, join me. So what does the fish say? I thought, the word on the street is, that you're the pikeach shebechol pikeach. Out of all the animals, you're the smartest animals. Pikeach? Pikeach ata? Tipesh ata. You're not smart. You're the opposite of smart. Why? Don't you realize that if I join you to be saved, I will die because I live with water? Says Rabbi Akiva, Torah is water. I can't live without water. I can't join you. Rav Asher Weiss said, he's seen so many pshatim on this Gemara, never one that asked the first question. Why did the fish say, not only are you a liar, a tipesh, you're a liar also? Our ovos never got together and had parties together. What kind of statement is that? The fox and the fish? Right? So he says, this is exactly what the nations of the world try to do. Join us the way it used to be. Come on. It's okay. You don't have to follow all the laws. It's okay. Why not? Come join us like your Abba Vaisav. He says, no, no, no. Those were not the religious people who did that. That's what Torah is. Rav Asher says that he once went to visit his Rebbe, the Klusenberger Rebbe, in Union City, New Jersey. And his Rebbe was very, very old at the time. And the Rebbe said, I have a question for you. He says, the Pasuk says, Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash. But in Shir HaShirim, Right? When we describe Eretz Yisrael, we say it's an Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash. It's a land flowing of milk and honey. But Shir Shirim says, you know what the Torah is? Devash v'chalav tachas l'shoinich. In fact, in a few weeks from now, the Chok Yaakov writes in Simon Tuf Sadek Gimel that that's the reason why we should have devash v'chalav on Shavuos, one of the many reasons. We should have sweet things and milk-filled things because the Torah is compared to that. Says the Klusenberger Rebbe, nu, why does Eretz Yisrael start with chalav and then devash? And Torah is devash then chalav. He says, no, I asked you a question. Thought it wasn't respectful, but he gave the following answer. And he thought that when it comes to the physical, the Eretz Yisrael, you need first the physical. You can't live without milk. It sustains us. And then you could have the Dvash. But Torah, you can't have the spiritual, even though you got the big Svarim, let's call them the Chalavs, you need Dvash first. You need fun. In my first appearance in season 2019 in Rav Asher Shir, my one and only appearance, that's what I started off by saying. If I've taught you nothing the whole year, it's that Torah is Dvash. I said to the guys, yeah, we're going to have fun now. We're going to learn Torah, and hopefully you'll leave and say, wow, he's funny, but we learned a lot. That's what Torah is supposed to be, Dvash. Dvash v'chalav tachas l'shoinich. Supposed to be fun. And lastly, you have to believe in yourself. Pesach Sheni that we just celebrated, and I think Lag BaOmer as well, and Yom Yerushalayim, which we'll be celebrating on Sunday. So the Chiddush Arim writes, Pesach Sheni was a Chiddush. They didn't have to, they were putter. In fact, according to one idea, they were carrying the Atzmos Yosef. They were doing the greatest thing. They weren't Stam Tame. But what did they say? They said, Rabbanu Shalom, I want to do this. I want you in my life. I know we're putter, but I want to be able to do this. I want to be able to bring Korban Pesach. Somebody asked the Kotzker Rebbe, where is God? And he answered, wherever you let him in. Do you say, ah, thank God I was putter from that. I don't have to do it. I'm sick. Ah, I don't have to go to shul today. But you say, I know that I'm sick. I know nobody's going to catch anything from what I have. I don't have the measles, God forbid. So I'm a little sick, fine. I'm not going to work even. But you know what? My wife always says to me, she knows when I'm really, really sick. She says, when you're really sick and you don't go to shul, which Baruch Hashem is not that often, she goes, that's when I know you're actually really sick. Because if you can't go to shul, I want to do it. Lag BaOmer was that as well. It was a second chance for people. All the students of Rabbi Akiva died. What are we going to do? Rabbi Akiva says, I'm not giving up. He talked over to five students, and one of them, wow, taught these soydis of Torah. Wow. The question is, do you want Hashem to come into your life? Do you want to see it? That's what success is. You believe in yourself, and you say, I want you in my life. I want Torah in my life. I think that's what Yom Yerushalayim is as well. Do we open our eyes and say, look what God gave me. I want this. I want to recognize the Nisim v'Nafloos God did and takes it with me and say, wow, this generation of Torah learning is unprecedented. Either from the time of Chizkiyahu or maybe in history of mankind, there wasn't more Torah learning in Yerushalayim or HaKadosh, in Beit Shemesh. Am I going to let God in my life? That's your question. Is it sweet to me? Is it something that I'm going to take and say, I'm going to be umel because I like it. I want it to be part of my life because I believe in myself. I'll end off with a great, amazing story. I hope I could say it as well as I heard it yesterday. Wow, what a story. It's a crazy story. Hopefully it has something to do with what I'm about to say. There used to be a pastime back in the olden days. Nowadays, we have the IRS scams where the person calls you, hello, I'm calling from the Internal Revenue Service. You know, I'm like, uh-huh, sure. People fall for this all the time, so I shouldn't make fun. There used to be another thing you used to do. They do this, I think, on a radio program. It's called a phone scam, where you call somebody. So there used to be Nebuch in high school. This was a real pathetic high school, I guess. They would call Gedoyli Yisrael, Rabbanim, and ask fake questions to them. Right? And you would call this rabbi and that rabbi and ask them some fake question and see what their answer would be. This one chutzpah sheba chutzpah guy said he's going to call Rav Moshe Feinstein. And he's going to scam him with the question. But he's going to do the top of all tops. Listen to this, guys. He's going to call him at 12 a.m. I can't even imagine Azai Chutzpah. I can't. He calls him. The Rebbetzin answers the phone. Clearly, they've been awoken. He says, of course, the Rav can speak to you. Is it important? Or can you call him back in the morning? Oh, it's real important. Yeah, wake him up. He said he could hear on the phone him washing Negelwasser. And he says, yeah. And he asked the fake question. And Rav Moshe picks up right away. That's a phone scam. It's not a real question. It's a joke. And he says, what yeshiva do you go to? And the boy's like, yeshivas, I just made it up. You know, like, he doesn't want to say. Tell me. I'm not going to get you in trouble. I promise you. He tells him. This is what mesecht are you learning? So he's like, oh, shoot. Oh, God. Above, something above. Above Metzia. Yeah, I remember. What daf are you learning? He tells him the daf. He says, you know the Taisos over there? He's like, nah. I don't actually meet him yet. So okay, let's do the Gemara. By heart, Rav Moshe Feinstein learns the Gemara with this Talmud. Not once, not twice, not three times, not four times. I don't have the information, but it was a lot of times. The boy can't chop. The reason why he was a troubled youth and doing all the stuff probably was because nobody believed him and he didn't believe in himself. And he says, now I understand the Gemara, Rebbe. You can imagine what time it is now. It's like 1 a.m. He says, I'm now going to do a Tosfos. He does the Tosfos. He says, now you understand? No. Now, finally, he understands the Kasha of Tosfos. He says, you have to promise me that tomorrow morning, you're going to go to Shir, and you're going to ask this Kasha on Tosfos. It's like, all right. And he's so happy. He understood Gemara. He gets off the phone. You can imagine the guy's like, what happened? And he's like, forget it. Nothing. He goes to Shir the next day. They start Shir, and he raises his hand. You know this guy in Shir that raises his hand. He's like, here we go. What's the joke of the day? Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. He's like, Rebbe, I have a kasha on Tosfos. He says, God bless you? A what? He tells the kasha. He says, where'd you hear such a kasha from? Rebbe Moshe Feinstein. I spoke to him last night at 1 o'clock in the morning. The Rebbe's like, what? He goes, I don't know what to do with this kasha. This is amazing kasha. And he comes in now for the next 3 days trying to figure out how to answer the kasha that this boy told. And over again. And finally, Thursday comes in, he's got it. And he goes over and he says, it's all because of this Talmud. There we are. The boy comes home from school. He runs into his room and he starts hysterically crying. He locks his door. Parents got beat up. Something happened. They knock on the door politely. Please open the door. Open the door. He says, what? And he starts screaming and he says, Rav Moshe Feinstein believes in me. Rav Moshe Feinstein believes in me. He believed in me. He sat with me and taught me the Gemara over and over again. He doesn't even know who I am. Over again. And over again. And Tosfos to a point that now my Rebbe finally says, wow, you have talent. The Rebbe now believes in me. And guess what? Abba, Mami, I believe in myself. I believe in myself. I can do it. That's Asian Mayim. He just woke up and said, I want to be Alma Batira. Because now I understand. Yeah, I had to learn with it 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times. That's amazing. They tell the story about Rav Aaron Cutler that one of the things that he used to tell people that he was so upset about is that Torah came so easy to him that he couldn't be amal in the same way that others had to break their teeth over it. It's fine. It's great. No problem. Give yourself a chance. Just to give up after once. Believe in yourself. Other people will believe in you. And the mayim of Torah. To make it fun. To shasheyabo. And maybe that's the midbar. Rav Shimshon Pinchas says Dafket wasn't given in Eretz Yisrael, which would be the place it should be given, so that we have no excuses. We're in a midbar. Anywhere you can learn Torah. Don't say, well, we don't have air conditioning, we don't have this or that. The Chafetz Chaim famous story, Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg told me this story. He says he went in for a bracha. And he says, how come you're not learning with me in Radin? And he screamed in his ear. He was hard of hearing at that point. And he said, well, in America, you know, they have this new thing called heat. says, oh, the Rabbanu Shalom is, it's okay, the Rabbanu Shalom is in America also, it's okay. Right? Papa Melech doesn't mean exactly what we said. Could have some, shouldn't be your whole life. We should be zoicha to accept the Torah, besimcha, betuv lev, with understanding that Hashem loves us, He wants us to learn His Torah besimcha, for it to be fun, it should be dvash, as we ask Hashem, the Rabbanu Shalom, every day, the harevna. We ask God, when we say Birchas HaTorah, please let it be sweet for me. We should be zoicha that the Torah should be sweet for us. And that, my friends, will bring back Mashiach Tzidkenu Behayiru Yameinu. Amen v'amen.